We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line right now is the captain of the Boston Celtics, Paul Pierce. Paul, it's Dale and Michael. How are you?
What's going on, fellas?
How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling pretty good. How's everybody over there?
Oh, everybody's doing great. We're wondering when you're going to come in and co-host the Dale and Holly show, since you obviously have co-hosting in your future.
Whatever y'all want me to, man. Yeah, I'll come over here and take over for a little bit.
Can you take calls, too?
I can do all that, man. I'm versatile with it.
We said, you know, when you take Gary Tanguay's place, you do the talk show thing for Tanguay better. It's just you're not as emotional about the Celtics as he is.
Gary, he's a little more uptight than I am. I'm going to be a little more loose. You know, he's more serious, more business-like with it. You know, where with me on the show, it's a little more laid back, a little more loose, a little more entertaining.
Now, you said last night that you, on the air, you said you're 90% back to yourself. What's the 10%? What's the issue with you right now?
Me just getting back in shape, you know, just game shape. I only played in like three practices and two games. So, you know, just as far as getting my lift, getting back, my rhythm, getting in game shape. You know, I think that's the only thing, because when you're just out and riding a bike, it's different from playing a game of basketball.
Paul, look, I think you realize most Celtics fans, ironically, want the team to lose. And I have my questions. I think ownership wants the team to lose, too. One, are you aware of this? And two, the more important in my mind, were there any pressures for you to come back, or were you saying that you, were you pressuring yourself to get back on the court?
No, I took as much time as I needed to get healthy. I mean, shoot, I was out 6-7 weeks, guys. I mean, originally, you know, diagnosis was for 2 to 3 weeks. You know, so I wanted to make sure that my foot was healed properly so I could come back the way I left. I mean, there was no pressure regardless. I mean, shoot, after like 7-8 games, you know, in a row, I would have been like, you know, I need to get back out there. But, no, I took my time, wanted to make sure I was healthy. And there was definitely no pressure on my part to get back. I just wanted to make sure I was right.
It's kind of weird around here, though, isn't it, where fans wouldn't mind if you kept losing right now?
Yeah, it's sort of like a catch-22. And, you know, on one hand, you say maybe the franchise is better off getting the top two pick. And on the other hand, you know, I'm in a situation where I want to play and I want to help this team improve. You know, regardless of what's at stake right now, I'm trying to get better as a player also.
I saw a quote from you in the papers a week or so ago where you said, you know, they should just trade that first round pick and get you some help now, get you a body in here who can play basketball at the NBA level now. Is that your heart talking or your head talking?
It's both. I mean, I'm in my ninth year, guys. I mean, how much longer do I got to play? I mean, you get another project in here. We have, I think, plenty of those. And a guy who's going to be ready in like 4 or 5 years, I'm going to be ready for retirement by then.
Hey, Paul, I know players always argue with their coaches. But in this case, the guy picking the players and bringing in the players is Danny Ainge. You ever argue with Danny Ainge? You ever have basketball philosophical discussions with him?
We've never argued, but we've talked and we've voiced our opinion with each other. And, you know, we've had open discussions, but I don't think we've had arguments. It's just, you know, this year has been kind of like a different type of situation. And I think what people realize, you know, when one of your best player gets hurt, that, you know, the level of what this team is on. And we can't be at that level. I mean, you have to – I want to get to the point to where there is time where I do get hurt, to where we can be able to maintain. Maybe, you know, we're probably not going to be as good, but maintain like a 500 record. I mean, you see the case with Miami Heat when Shaq goes down. You know, they did everything, you know, even with Dwayne Wade, to just, you know, stay in the running. And right now they're a 500 team, and it looks like they're about to make a run still.
Now, with your injury and now the 18-game losing streak, it's hard to find positives. But in a roundabout way, has it helped some of these kids to develop a little bit? I don't think Al Jefferson would be putting up double-doubles every night if Paul Pierce was out on the floor taking some of those shots every night.
Well, I mean, he was doing pretty good. He had a career high during that 5-game span when I was out there. So, I mean, there's definitely, I mean, when the trade rooms were going on by Allen Iverson, he put up, went into Philly and had a, like, 28-point game, and went to New Jersey, had a 29-point game, huge games when I was out there. So, you know, you definitely saw his potential. I mean, definitely he was the focal point of the offense when I went down because he's proven that he can put up the numbers. He's proven that he, with increased playing time, that he can be a go-to guy.
Paul, Doc always says that when you're out there, the guys watch you a lot. Do you notice that?
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, and I encourage these guys to take the shots all the time, and I'm like, you know, don't they come down and ask me what play we should run, and I tell them, just play. You know, I'm the type of player that will find a way to get it through the offense and just play the game, you know, make the game come natural and be aggressive, be yourself, you know. But sometimes, you know, they get caught in the watching me because of what I've done in the past.
Danny Ainge has been here for 4 years. In his 4 years, you guys have had a winning record once. At what point does your frustration level start to boil over? Are you at that point now?
Well, definitely I'm frustrated. I mean, I never thought, you know, in my ninth year I'd be playing on a team with the worst record in the NBA at this point in the season. I mean, you know, it's tough for us to even talk playoffs right now because of the situation we're in. So, I mean, definitely the frustration is up, and I wanted to be at a certain point at this point in my career. You know, it's a lot of times where I look at my peers, you know, the Dwayne Wade's, LeBron James, the Kobe Bryant's, and I feel like, you know, I'm on the same level as all these guys. I think the only difference is the wins and being on the national stage is what separates us, and, you know, I haven't had that opportunity this year.
You guys came so close Sunday night in Minnesota. As a Celtics fan, I got pissed off watching Mark Blunt and Ricky Davis and Kevin Garnett. Did you guys get pissed off watching them?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it hurt, you know, especially Ricky Davis, you know, a guy that was here, you know, coming in, hitting the game winner. But you understand, you know, these guys that were here and feel like, you know, when you get traded that you have something to prove, you know, whenever you get traded. You want to go out and have your best games. And, you know, I guess as young players, you really don't understand that, you know, these guys, Ricky Davis and Mark Blunt, have been around, you know, quite a few years. So, you know, they have a lot of incentive. And young players don't understand that these guys are going to come out harder than they've come out in other games just because of the fact they've been traded.
As the captain of the team and the best player on the team, how much do you have to take on yourself to keep the mental attitude right on the young players in the middle of an 18-game losing streak? I would think it's got to be hard to keep the mental aspect at the right level.
No, I think it's a little bit easier with younger players. I mean, when you have a veteran team and if they go through a stretch like this, I think you can completely lose them. You know, these guys who've been – they're guys that's been around the NBA for a number of years. But as young players being around here, these guys, you know, want the opportunity to prove themselves. And they're just still trying to make – their niche into the league right now, and win or lose, that's what they're trying to do. You know, these guys in their first few years, they're trying to prove that they belong, and then it's easy to keep them motivated each and every day.
Paul, I've known you for a long time. I've talked to you about Boston. I know how much you love it here. But I heard you mention LeBron James and Kobe Bryant and some of these other guys, Dwayne Wade, how they're on winning teams, and you're not. How often do you think about playing on a winning team, or how often do you think about, let's just be honest, being traded?
I mean, I think about it all the time, man. I mean, if I didn't, I wouldn't be honest with myself. I mean, I think about, you know, my future. I think about what my legacy is going to be eventually as a player. And those are definitely things that cross my mind. I mean, everybody knew it a few years ago. You know, so, you know, it crosses my mind. So, you know, you never know what's in the future, but you know, you just got to play it out and hope for the best.
I told you last night I used to call Mark Blunt the assistant general manager. He felt like he should have had a say in personnel. I mean, it's Mark Blunt. You know, you're a scrub. You're not going to get any say in personnel. But with you, you're the captain of the team, one of the best players in the NBA. Do you feel at this point, because of the losing and because you've been so patient, do you feel like you can go to Danny after the season and say, dude, you got to bring in some veterans or you need to move me?
I mean, I feel like I can voice what I want to say to him. I mean, I think we've established that type of relationship where if I need to come say to him whatever I need to say, I could just walk right up to his office. And whether it's good or bad, you know, we have to accept it as adults and understand what we're both looking for. I mean, Danny wants to win too. I want to win. And so I'm sure we'll have a lot of discussions this summer.
All right, now, you're just coming back off injury. As you said, you're 90%. The conditioning part isn't there yet. Tell me you're not going to do something stupid with Gerald Green this weekend now that's going to put you in jeopardy here.
I won't be doing anything stupid. I'm not planning on going out there dunking. My dunk contest days are over. I mean, I'm just going out there to assist them. Gerald has some special dunks, man. I mean, we was practicing a couple this morning. So you guys are going to see something special this coming weekend.
You won't be in danger here, though, right?
I hope not for one of these dunks. I hope not. I'm praying that I won't.
So give us – hey, Paul, give us a hint. Now, what we got coming here with Gerald Green?
Well, actually – he's got some. He wants to jump over somebody. So I don't know if I'm gonna be involved or not. But I'm just praying if he involves me in this one dunk where he plans on jumping over somebody, I hope he doesn't kick me in the face.
Tell him to get Delonte out there. Make this a little easier on himself.
Right. So hey, what's the plan for Game 7 tonight? I don't know if you realize Game 7 is being played tonight at the Garden.
This is Game 7 double overtime.
What's the plan against the Milwaukee Bucks?
I mean, guys, we got a 5-day layoff, and you know, it's been so frustrating. Especially, you know, every day the national media every day is just, you know, covering this. So we want this all to be over with, and we're gonna do whatever we can tonight.
So is that a prediction?
Am I predicting? I'm gonna go out and lay it on the line. We get tonight's win.
Attaboy.
So you hesitated a little bit and you put it out there.
I'm saying,
Paul, I said yesterday, the Celtics are going to win this game by 25 points. Not just win it. You just got to drill them. You got to let them know.
Hey, however we got to get the win, we're going to get it tonight.
Oh, yeah. Just don't predict a 50-point game like Gilbert Arenas, though.
I'm not going to predict anything individual-wise. I'm not in good enough shape yet to do that.
I saw some footage of you. I'll say this to you before we let you go. I saw some footage of you on a treadmill. You're running, and when you stopped, it looked like you needed resuscitation.
And that was probably my second day running.
How long can you run on the treadmill? A quarter mile?
Well, I was doing wind sprints, actually, Michael.
Okay.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, running at a high level wind sprint.
Okay, I'll just mess with
you. You know, I want to see him come out on the court with you, and I want you to post him up and drill
exactly.
This guy.
I bet you couldn't do a quarter mile.
A quarter mile? I can do a quarter mile.
Now, I challenge you to a race. You and Perkins to a race, a full court race.
Oh, really? You know,
yeah.
I might have to take you up on that. Now, if I only have to go down once or twice, yeah. Now, if you're talking about four or five, then I'm not your guy.
Hey, Paul, good luck tonight, and best of luck to you the rest of the way.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right,
take
Paul,
care.
See you.
All right. Celtics captain Paul Pierce joining us from Shoot Around.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.